Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Shibe. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Shibe. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow bunts in front of the plate. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. McCuskey scores. Fain moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain scores. Majeski scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Chapman scores. Guerra moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Carl Shibe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shibe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Kennedy. Two outs. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Orville Grove. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. Baker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder juggles the ball. That's an error on Mulder. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerra hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Philly trying to get to home. McCuskey throws the ball into Guerra, who tags Philly, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kennedy moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish juggles the ball. That's an error on Papish. Scheib moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Jim Goodwin now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Majeski scores. Guerra moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scheib hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Scheib reaches second base with a double. Guerra scores. Suter moves to third. It's 8-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suter scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Scheib moves to third. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Philly moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Jim Goodwin. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Philly scores. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-1, Athletics. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Guerra hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a line drive towards second. Suter catches it and throws to second to double up Appling. The throw to first to get Lupien, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Philly reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Vallo scores. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. It's 10-1, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain scores. One out. It's 11-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scheib hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 15-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien fields the ball and throws to Gillespie covering. Safe. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Vallo reaches second base with a double. McCuskey goes all the way around to score. It's 16-1, Athletics. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 16, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.